Our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, in heaven, we thank you for this privilege. We can come into your presence.
亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣基督在天上的父，谢谢你让给我们这样的恩典，让我们能够有这样的权柄来到你在这里敬拜你。
Originally, we were sinners away from God.
起先我们是罪人，远离了神。
Today, we are blessed because.The Son of God opened a new and living way through His body, died on the cross.
今天我们是被祝福的，因为我们的主耶稣基督，神的儿子啊，给我们开了一条又新又活的路，因为他死在十字架上。
By this grace, we come together. We receive the new life in us.
凭着这个恩典，我们这是。来到一起，有了这个新的生命。
The life of our Lord Jesus Christ's life.
是我们主耶稣基督的生命。
And Lord, we, based on this, we become the children of God.
因为这一点，我们成了神的儿女。
Today we can call you Abba Father.
今天我们能到你面前来称你为阿巴父神。
What a privilege.
真的是这样大的恩典。
We want to thank you and honor your name.
这是我们要谢谢你，我们要荣耀你的名。
We ask you to bless this gathering this morning.
我们求你祝福今天我们的聚集。
Open our inner eyes so we can see you face to face.
打开我们里面的眼睛，让我们能够看见你。
We can see the glory and the throne of God.
能够看见你的荣耀，看见神的宝座。
Lord, we also pray you will open our spiritual eyes that we can, ears so we can listen to your holy words.
主啊，我们也求你打开我们里面的耳朵，让我们能够听见你的声音。
May your word really, feed our, hunger.
真是求愿你的话语能够满足我们的里面的饥渴。
Lord, because you have promised those who are hungry and thirst are blessed.
因为你在那里应许过，饥渴慕义的人可以到你面前来。
You will satisfy our, needs.
你能够满足我们的需要。
We also pray that we, as we come as a body of Christ, we can also.Understand your will and satisfy your need.
同时作为我们、我们一个主内的团体能够到你的面前来能够明白你的心意。
We ask you to be with us today.
我们求你今天与我们同在。
We give you our love, our adoration.
我们给把我们的爱把我们的敬拜给你。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Nice to see all of you today.
真的很高兴大家能看见大家。
We have a lot of seats in the front.
我们前面还有位置，大家可以到前面坐。
Yeah. Today we want to continue our theme for this year. We will study, the eternal purpose of God through the book of Ephesians.
今天我们接着这个今年的主题就是神荣耀宝座的这个主题，我们通过看以弗所书来看这个主题。
Let's first turn our Bible to the last book, the Revelation, chapter 4.
我们先要看的是圣经的最后一本书启示录的第四章。
Yeah, chapter 4, verse 1-3.
我们看启示录第四章一到三节。
After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of trumpets speaking with me, said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.
此后我观看见天上有门开了我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说你上到这里来我要将以后必成的事指示你
Immediately I was in the spirit and behold a throne was standing in heaven and one sitting on the throne
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
And he who was sitting like a jasper stone, and Sardis in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance.
看那坐着的，好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
All right, let's turn to next chapter, to chapter 5.
我们看第五章启示录。
We'll read from verse 6 through verse 10.
六到十节。
And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
我又看见宝座于四活物并长老之中，有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手中拿了书卷。
And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of saints.
他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的青炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break the seal, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood, blood men from every tribe, tongue, and people, and nation.
他们唱着新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
You have made them to be a kingdom of priests to the God, to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
And then chapter 6,
第六章。
We'll read from verse 5 through 8.
5到8节。
When he took the third seal, when he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, Come, I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it, and a pair of scales in his hand.
揭开第三印的时候，我听见第三个活物说，你来，我就观看，见有一匹黑马，骑在马上的手里拿着天平。
And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, A quarter of wheat for a denarius, and three quarters of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine.
我听见在四活物中似乎有声音说，一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦，酒和油和酒不可糟蹋。
When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard the voice of fourth living creature saying,
揭开第四印的时候，我听见第四个活物说，你来。
I looked, and behold, an ashen horse.And he was, he who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword, with famine, and with pestilence, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
我就观看，见有一匹灰色马，骑在马上的，名字叫做死。音符也随着他，有权柄赐给他们，可以用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫啊，野兽杀害地上四分之一的人。
Okay, We will read the scripture now. Now stop here.
现在就停在这里，我们读的经文。
How many of you have shopping lately?
最近大家有没有去买东西啊？
If you go to the grocery store or go to the gas pump,
如果你去杂货店买东西或者是去加油
，What did you find lately?
你发现什么呢
？Price go sky high.
东西都很贵了。
A loaf of bread or a gallon of gasoline all go higher and higher. Seems no end.
是啊，看见大家面包的价钱啊，汽油的价钱啊，都是越来越贵，差不多不知道什么时候能够停。
Right, all due to two factors.
看见这其实就是两个元素，两个。
One is the war in Ukraine.
一个是因为乌克兰和这个俄国的战争的问题。
They are the major bread basket in the world, both Ukraine and Russia.They produce about 40% or 40% to 50% of the wheat in the world.
所以大家看见这个乌克兰，不论是乌克兰还是俄罗斯，都是这个小麦的最大的出产国。他们所生产的小麦是占到世界总产量的40%-50%的比例。
And also the because the penalty.U.S. government put on the Russian. You will see the gas, the petroleum price, and the natural gas. All these world commodity increase at least 40% to 50%.
因为美国加在俄罗斯上面的制裁，所以大家看见汽油啊，或者是粮食啊，这些大宗商品都已经涨价，大概起码到30%-40%%。
I think for most of young people, you never see that.
年轻人大概没见过这样涨价。
In my lifetime, I experienced similar thing.But not as strong as used to be, was in the 70s.
是吧？我在我的一生中经历过一下子这样的事情，大概是在1970年代。
And in the 30s also, that's beyond my time. In the 30s, there was huge inflation as well.
对，差不多在30年代，1930年代也是有比现在还大的这个巨型的、这个。
I remember Brother Kong, Stephen Kong told me what happened during the Sino-Japanese War.
对，我是记得以前这个江守道弟兄告诉我是在这个中日战争的时候是发生怎样的、这个。
The high inflation in China
是这样的物价超涨的话是怎样
？Every time they go to a restaurant.
每次他们去餐厅
，They have to negotiate with the waiter first for the price of this meal.
Yeah, 所以他们先去餐厅的话，第一个要做的事情和这个餐厅的服务员要商量一下，要讨价一下，看看这顿饭要吃多少钱。
Yeah, and then pay the cash.
然后付现金。
And then eat the meal.
然后才能吃饭。
You know why?
为什么？
The price before the meal and after the meal is totally different.
所以在吃饭之前的这个一顿饭的价钱和吃好饭之后的这一顿饭的价钱是不一样的。
Right, then you know the inflation speed is unbelievable.
所以大家看见这个那个时候这个物价涨价是这个速度是快到这种程度。
Now we are getting into that kind of worldwide inflation.Situation.
我们现在也到了这个世界上这个这个整个世界范围的这个物价超级涨价的这个过程。
Right. So, we passed through 2 years of pandemic.
我们刚过了这个两年的这个瘟疫的期间。
Now we see the war.
现在我们看见的是战争。
And come to the inflation.
然后就看见这个物价上涨。
Everything comes together one after the other, so tight.
这个坏事，这个事情是真是一件一件的这么紧凑的连在一起。
If you look at these phenomena happen around us in a global sense, then you have to remember what was told in the Bible.
大家记得。 看一看这个世界上的形势，这个各样的事情发生，我们就知道我们要真的来看一看圣经上是怎样讲这个。
And in the scripture we just read in the book of Revelation，
我们刚才看的是启示录的这个章节里面，我们看见。
In chapter 4，
第四节
，Apostle John， he saw the heaven open， a throne was in heaven。
啊，这个。使徒约翰看见这个天开了，天上有一个宝座。
Lord Jehovah sit on the throne.
啊，神耶和华坐在宝座上。
Around him there were 24 elders.
在他的周围有24位长老。
And four living beings.
然后有四个活物。
And seven spirits.
七个灵。
They were worshiping the one sit on the throne.
他们在那里敬拜坐在宝座上的神。
And in chapter 5,
第五章，
John also saw one newcomer, that's the Lamb of God, just slain and came to the throne too.
所以在第五章使徒约翰又看见另一个新来的，就是那被杀过的羔羊来到宝座面前。
Then you should know who is the lamb that was slain.
大家应该也知道这个被杀过的羔羊是谁了。
That was our Lord Jesus.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And he's resurrected from the grave.And stay with the disciples for 40 days on earth, and then he ascended to the heaven.
我们的主耶稣基督上了十字架之后，然后三天后复活，然后又向众门徒显现，和门徒在一起40天之久，然后又上升到天上去。
That was recorded in Book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面是这样记载的。
But after he ascended to heaven, then there is no record until Revelation chapter 5.
当主从地上升上天之后，然后就没有再有主的记载了，一直等到这个启示录第五章才有主的记载。
Yes, the chapter 5 is a continuation of Book of Acts.
第五章，这个启示录的第五章是启示录的延续。
When Jesus ascended to the throne of God, then we go from Book of Acts continue the scenery in heaven in Revelation.
那这个启示录是使徒行传记载的
继续啊 ，Yeah, and then you will see the Lamb appear before the throne of God.
然后我们看见羔羊就在神的宝座前出现。
He received a little scroll with seven seals.
他在那里拿了这个书卷，小书卷，上面有七。
That scroll represents the will of the Holy Father.
这个小书卷代表了我们天父的旨意。
Right, it was sealed by seven seals.
然后上面有封了七印。
And then.He received this scroll and began to open this seal.
然后羔羊打开这个书卷，一印打开这个书卷。
Right. So, if you read from chapter 6, you will see one after the other, the seal was broken.
那你看第启示录第六章的话，大家看见的这个小书卷的印，一印的被打开。
The first four seals are four.Different color horses.
前面四个印就是四个不同颜色的马。
Right, and if you remember, I used to share the whole book of Revelation with all of you.
前我
That's many years ago.
Yeah, 跟弟兄姐妹分享过整本启示录里面所讲的。
The four colored horses. If you go to the Old Testament.There is a book called Book of Zechariah.
这个里面讲四印所揭开的四匹不同颜色的马，大家去看这个旧约的话，撒加利亚书
Right, there was a record talking about those four different color horses.
撒加利亚书也有讲到这个四个不同颜色的马。
The interpretation for the four different horses represent four spirits.
所以对这个四个不同颜色的马有不同的四种解释，就是四个不同的灵。
They spread across the whole world, moving like a wind, blowing this way and blowing that way.
所以这个四个不同的灵在整个圣经中贯穿，就像这个一个风一样在这里吹。
Yeah, so now the four horses represent the movement of the spirit.
这个四匹马代表了四个灵的在这里的推动。
So I skipped the first seal and the second seal, directly come to the third seal and fourth seal we just read.
我在这里跳过了第一个第一印和第二印，我们直接到了第三四五。
Because the third seal.The color of the horse, what's the color?
第三印的颜色的马是什么颜色？
啊 ？Red.
啊 ？Black.
Black. Okay.
Red. 红的。
Black horse represent the inflation.
这就看见了这个黑色的马代表的就是这个这个
What?
涨价啊，涨价。
There's no word of inflation there.
为什么说这个是通货膨胀的代表的这个意思呢
？Because there is an example says one denarius silver will buy you one liter cubic liter of wheat。
所以大家看见这边有一个例子，为什么说黑色的马代表这个通货膨胀呢？里面讲的是一钱银子买一升麦子，一升就是一个 liter 的意思。
What's one denarius means one day wage?
这个就是一个一钱银子代表当时人的一天的工钱。
Right. Your one day wage can only buy you 1 liter of wheat.
就是一升一升的麦子就是大概是多少斤？很少的一天。
Yeah. Yeah. So,
一天的工钱只能
买。So that will tell you, you know, nowadays,What's our average daily wage?
我们每天正常的人上班的话，一天挣多少钱呢
？Now, if one-hour rate is say $15,
如果是15块一小时
，time 8，
对，八小时。
How much you earn every day?
120
Okay, $120. $100, $20 buy you 1 pint of wheat. Is that expensive?
120块一天，如果只能买一点点的
麦子的话 that means high inflation.
这个通货膨胀厉害。
So the third seal represents the world will experience phenomenal inflation.
所以这第三匹马就是代表这个世界会经历这个简直不可理喻的通货膨胀。
And following that, the fourth horse is the gray horse, gray color.
然后第四匹马大家看见了，就是灰色的马。
And the name of that horse is death.
这匹马的名字叫做死。
And contain war.
然后他这匹马有他有这个权柄有战争
，and pestilence，
然后是瘟疫
，famine，
饥荒
，animals，
然后是野兽
，and will kill how many people？
然后会杀多少人呢
？1/4 of the world population，
就是四分之一世界的四分之一的人口。
So that's a disaster if you are in that.Situation.
真的是很灾难的景象。
So you will see these things coming one after the other.
大家看见这些事情是一件一件的发生的。
That's a sign to tell all the people that we are in the final stage of the world.
所以看见这样的话，看见这样的事情，就让我们知道我们是在世界的最后的阶段。
So this morning I bring out all these things together. I will bring your attention. God tried to tell us we are in the final stage.
所以我把这些事情放在一起，因为神告诉啊，让我们能够有一个提醒，我们这些最后的时间有可能。
People get panic when they see any of these disasters.
人们只要看见其中这些灾难的一件的话，就会、
right.
就会完全。
And now we see all coming one after the other.
现在看见
you cannot hardly breathe.
这些事情看见一件一件的发生，真是连呼吸都困难。
Then you will ask a question. What do we do?
所以然后你就会问啊，我一个问题，我们该怎样做呢
？People will try to search the answer.
人们就开始去在里查找着什么样的答案。
What is the answer?
答案是什么呢
？If you look at all these things happen around us, you get scared.
如果你看这周围发生的事情，你真是很害怕。
You're frustrated.
这是情绪失控。
You don't see the outlet.
你看不见其中的出口是在哪里。
But,
但是
God always tells us, rather than looking around you, you look up.
神告诉我们，你不要往左右看，你要往上看。
That's the secret.
那就是奥秘，神的奥秘。
When, you know, the author of this book was Apostle John.
大家看见这本这个启示录的作者是使徒约翰。
What was his condition at that time?
他的情况是什么样的呢
？Where was he?
他在什么地方
？He was a 90-some years old man, only person stay on an island called Patmos.
他是在那个时候他已经90多岁了，是一个孤独的老人，被关在这个。
Why he had no better place to go but go to the Patmos Island?
为什么他没有其他地方可去？为什么这个关在这个巴摩岛上吗？为什么呢
？He was suffer because of his faith.
他在那里受苦，因为他的信仰。
And Roman king at that time was Domitian.
Yeah.所以那个时候罗马的皇帝的 名字叫窦米田。
He persecuted Christians. Whoever believes Jesus, you will be persecuted.
所以那个皇帝逼迫基督徒，只要你是信耶稣的就要逼迫。
Right. So John was the only one of the 12 disciples, only one left. So he was the leader of the Christian churches.
所以使徒约翰是那个时候12位使徒最后一个留下的，他是那个时候教会的领袖。
So he was apprehended by the king. The king, rather than kill him, he let him just stay on this Patmos Island, let him die naturally.
所以那他这个是罗马皇帝就把他抓起来，然后是不把他处死，然后把他流放在这个海岛上，让他自己死。
So humanly speaking, he will be very sad, right?
如果按人的看法来看，他是非常伤心的吧
？He was serving the Lord all his life.
他在那里一生侍奉我们的主。
And now seems, he is alone. Nobody was around him. He was, set apart on the island by himself. That was a very sad picture.
所以看见他侍奉一生侍奉主，那个这么年老的时候，就一个人被流放到这个海岛上，也没有周围的人，他会非常的伤心。如果你我是这个约翰的话
，we would be quite sad, depressed.
你估计会有非常的伤心。
Yeah, but in that situation, suddenly.The heaven opened. Jesus appeared to him.
所以，但是那个时候突然天开了啊！他这么伤心，天开了，耶稣向他显现。
Right, he saw eight visions in this whole book.
Yeah, 他看见在整个的启示录里面看见8个异象。
Right, and what we read now today, chapter 4 and chapter 5 is the second vision he saw.
我们这里所读的第4章和第5章是他看见的第2个异象。
The theme of this vision is the throne and the lamb.
这个意象的主题就是宝座与羔羊。
Right. So that's the theme for this second vision.
这个是第二个意象的主题。
So God will tell John, this is what will happen on earth.
神告诉约翰，这个有一天地上要发生这样的。
Many people die.
很多人会死。
But your hope is not in the world. Your hope is in heaven.
你的希望并不在这个地上，你的希望在天上。
As long as you can see in heaven, there is a throne.
只要你往上看，知道天上有一个宝座。
What does it mean?
什么意思？
On earth, there are many different thrones around the world, right?
在地上，你看见地上有很多的不同的宝座。
Where John is, the throne is in Rome.
约翰那个时候，他的那个地上的王的宝座在罗马。
And his life is controlled by the throne on the in those the guy on the Roman throne.
是他的一生，那个时候受这个罗马皇帝坐在宝座罗马宝座上的皇帝的控制。
He will dictate whether you live or you die.
他在那里能够决定你是生还是死。
But that's on human level.
但这个是人的。
You see no hope.
你看的是没有希望的。
God will bring John's attention to the heavenly throne. There is a higher throne, higher authority.
所以神把这个约翰的注意力从地上引到天上，天上有一个最大的宝座。
Got it?
能看见没有？
This is the theme for today. The throne in heaven.
今天就是今天的主题啊，天上的宝座。
Okay, now.I will come back to this point when I finish the sermon today.
我今天差不多等这个正道结束之前，我再会回到这个主题。
Yeah. Now we go to the Old Testament. Let's turn our Old Testament book of Ezekiel.
好，我们现在要看这个旧约的另一本书，叫以西结书。
Yeah. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1.
我们看以西结书一章一节。
Yep. Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 1 and 26, two verses.
第一节和二十六节。
Yep. Now it came about in the 30th day year on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, the heavens were opened.And I saw vision of God.
好，当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
Now above the expanse, there was over their hands, there was something resembling a throne, like.Lapis lazuli in appearance, and on that which resembled a throne high up was a figure of the appearance of a man.
二十六节，在他们头以上的苍穹之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石；在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
Right. Okay.For the time's sake, I don't read the whole chapter. That's too long. But I really recommend you, when you go home, you read this interesting book.
是啊，我这个整个一节的话，整个一章比较长，我就不读了。但是我鼓励弟兄姐妹们回去的时候就读一下这个整个一章。
You will see this author, Ezekiel, he was in Babylon by the river of Chebar.
是吧？大家看见这位先知以西结，那个时候他在巴比伦，在这个加巴鲁河边。
If you knew the history at that time, you know the kingdom at that time was the kingdom of Babylon.
大家知道那个时候的光景，那个时候的王是巴比伦国啊王国。
The king at that time was Nebuchadnezzar.
是啊，所以那个时候，他们的王叫拿布甲尼撒。
Now he came to Jerusalem and three times, and also with his soldiers.
就是他在这里攻占了耶路撒冷三次之多，和他的士兵们。
And three different time period, and about 20 across the year 20 years.
是吧？差三个不同的阶段，差不多这个年限有二十年。
Right. When he first came, he captured a bunch of young people, and one was a young man was Daniel, the famous teenager Daniel. Then they were captured to Babylon from Jerusalem.
所以他第一次来攻占耶路撒冷的时候，他抓了一些这个皇族的年轻人。其中就包括最有名的但以理，他把这些年轻人掳到他们的巴比伦国去。
And eight years later, this king came to Jerusalem again, second time.
这个第二八年以后，第二次这个尼布甲尼撒王又带着兵来攻占耶路撒冷城。
And he captured this author Ezekiel. At that time, he was around 25 years.
那个第二次来的时候，他也抓了一些其他的人。这个时候抓，就把这个以西结，那个时候25岁的时候，把这边一批人掳到了巴比伦去。
Ezekiel supposed to train as a priest, supposed to serve in the temple of God.
以西结他是受训做祭司的，他是应该在圣殿里服侍的祭司。
But he was captured by the foreign king, and as a captive, he was moved.To Babylon,
所以他被这个尼布甲尼撒王抓掳到这个巴比伦去。
And 12 years later,
然后又过了12年
，the king came the third time.
尼布甲尼撒王第三次再次攻占。
With his troops, wipe out the whole city and destroy the temple.
所以第三次来的时候，他再次攻占那耶路撒冷城的时候，他就把这个城市全部毁了，把这个圣殿也拆毁了。
So I describe this long history, let everyone know that Ezekiel the time was a terrible, tragedy for the nation of Judah.
所以大家，我讲这些故事的原因就是。让大家知道以西结所处的时代就是一个非常恐怖可怕的时代、
right.
对犹太人来说他们的国家和民族被毁了
right so they experienced horrendous fate in everyone of those who used to live and serve God in Jerusalem
所以对那些以前住在耶路撒冷侍奉神的犹太人说，那个年代是一个极其可怕的年代。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because the whole nation serving idols and reject God's truth。
所以他为什么他是这样说呢？因为其他的国来占了他们攻占耶路撒冷的那些国是侍奉偶像的。
Right. Only few people.Like Daniel, like Ezekiel, they have a heart for God.
只有很少数的一部分人，比如说但以理或者是这个以西结，他们有一颗侍奉神的心。
Yeah. So while the whole nation was under persecutions, these few young people they were kept by God for God's purpose.
当这个整个的以色列民族都被毁掉的时候，就有这几位这个年轻人，包括但以理、以西结，是被神所保留的，就是侍奉神的。
When they went through that kind of sad situation, their future was totally gone. They become slave of King Nebuchadnezzar.
所以他们。那个时候所经历的，他们没有自己的将来，没有自己的前途，因为他们是被掳的俘虏，是被尼布甲尼撒王所抓的俘虏。
Right. Yeah. They were hard laborers, cheap laborers.
他们是那个便宜的劳工。
So humanly speaking, they see no light in the future.
从人的眼光来看，他们将来是没有前途的。
Where is God?
神在哪里
？Where is our country?
我们的国家在哪里
？All gone，
都没有了，都会被毁。
So in such a disappointment, they prayed to God.
在这样的一个痛苦和失望的时候，他们向神祷告。
Now you see this first chapter. While he was praying, I mean Ezekiel, suddenly heaven opened.
所以大家看见，在这个以西结书第一章里面，第一节就是这样记载：当以西结在那里祷告的时候，突然间
，The whole book of Ezekiel has seven visions.
突然天开了，在整个的以西结书，以西结有七个异象。
What in his plan?
神就向以西结显示他神的计划是什么。
Show him this is your future.
他向以西结显现，这就是你的将
来。Hourly you lost everything.
从人看你是什么都没有了。
But if you turn around, go to the heaven, you see different aspect, different perspective.
但是你抬起头向天看的话，你看见的就是不同的景象。
So brothers and sisters.Anytime we come to a tragic stage of our life,
所以弟兄姐妹，每一次我们到在这个人生中碰到一个痛苦困难的时候
，the only hope is looking up.
所以唯一的你希望就是往上看。
You look around, it will make you very sad, very miserable.
如果你是往周围看的话，会让你非常的痛苦和伤心。
Until you look up, the heaven opens, and then you see.What was the first vision for Ezekiel?
直到你往上看，天开了，以西结看的第一个意象是什么呢
？A throne. We just read a throne.
我们刚才看见以西的第一个意象就是看见天上的宝座。
And who sit on the throne?
谁坐在那宝座上
？Son of man.
这是人子。
Okay, that's a key phrase. Son of man. One phrase is throne of God. Second phrase is son of man. In this book, used about how many times?I think
第一个是宝座，第二个就是人子。这个
92 times in this book，
人子在这本以西结书用了多少次呢？我数了一下，起码有92次。
Yes， so you will see these are the key word we will share in the future message。
所以这些说就是关键词，我们将来经过
Today I want to focus on the throne。
今天我要大家能够眼睛注目在这个宝座上。
The throne in Ezekiel is a mobile throne.
所以这个在以西结书这个宝座呢是移动的宝座。
If you read the whole chapter one, you will see the throne has four wheels.
大家看这以西结书整个的章节，大家如果想去看的话，大家看见这个宝座有四个轮子。
Yes, it will move straight, not turning. They will move straight.
就是移动的时候直移动，直走不转弯。
Right, and like thunder or like flash.
或者就像在光一样的，或者像闪电一样的移动。
Super fast.
真的非常的快。
That.Says one thing to us.
对我们就讲了一件事情。
There is a throne in the third heaven. That's what John the Baptist, John the Apostle saw. We read first.
我们刚开始看的这个启示录里面看见的宝座是使徒约翰所看见，是在三层天上的宝座。
The throne of the Father.
这个是天父的宝座。
And when he ascended to third heaven, he was.Sitting on the right hand of the Father.
主耶稣基督升天以后，他上升到三重天以后，就是坐在真的是神右边。
That throne of God was immovable. It's always there. That's the throne of the whole universe.
但三层天上的宝座并不移动，他一直在那里的。
But now in Ezekiel's throne, it's mobile.
但是在以西结书这个宝座是可以移动的。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？Everything what God wants will ask Jesus to execution, do the execution of God's will.
所以神的意愿是要让耶稣成就神的意愿，所以他每一次行动都让耶稣去做。
Right.So that's the relationship between these two thrones. Throne in heaven, which is the throne of the Father, which never moves, always there.
所以天父的宝座是一直坐在那儿，并不移动的。
But in order to execute the Father's eternal purpose, Jesus was the executor. He has a mobile throne.
所以，耶稣为了行天父的旨意，他是坐在这个移动的宝座上的。
Okay, now you see the relationship.
大家看见有没有这其中的关系呢
？You will know. Since Jesus ascended to the heaven, God gave him all the authorities in heaven and on earth, or under the earth, all gave it to Jesus.
当耶稣升到三重天上以后，天父把天上地下所有的权柄都给了耶稣。
So in other words, whatever we see on earth or around us, throughout time and space, there is one in charge.
所以在不论我们所看见的这时间在空间上，就有一位是掌管的。
Who is in charge?
谁在掌管这样？
The Heavenly Father.
天父。
He is in charge of everything.
天父掌管我们所有。
And Jesus execute whatever God the Father wish, He will carry out.
天父把旨意交给主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督就在那里行天父的旨意，不论天父有什么旨意。
Now we come to the third part is Ephesians chapter 1.
我们要看第三个部分是以弗所书的第一章。
Then you will see what Paul saw in his vision.
大家看见以弗所书的话，就能知道使徒保罗他看见的异象是怎样的。
Yes, shall we turn to chapter 1?
大家看见以弗所书第一章。
And we will read chapter 1. Verse 9 to 11.
我们的以弗所书第一章九到十一节。
Right. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Verse 10, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of time, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heavens and things on the earth in him.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Verse 11. Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Yesterday, if you were here, I shared this verse yesterday.
如果昨天同工会的时候你在这里的话，我也分享了经文。
I want to bring to your attention is in verse 11. There is a word purpose.
我要请大家注意的是第十一节有这样一个字，就是旨意。
And also another word, will.
第二个是意愿。
In Chinese, sometimes they all translate as 旨意。
在中文的话，它都同样的就翻译成旨意。
Right, but actually they are different.
但实际上是不一样的。
Purpose has related to the things for eternity.
这个目的旨意是将来永久的神的旨意。
Right, that's according to his purpose. This word is eternal purpose, which was used also in chapter 3:11.
好，永久的旨意也在第三章十一节里面讲到，就是永久的旨意。
Yeah, this one word used twice in this Ephesians.
这个旨意在以弗所书中用了两次。
What is this purpose? It's concerning his son and his church.
这神的目的是什么呢？就是有关他的儿子和整个教会的旨意。
Right, it's an eternal purpose of God.
这个旨意是神永久的意愿。
And this word also being translated for other things, talking about the showbread.
它也翻译成其他的话，像什么？
陈设饼 showbread
陈设饼 sorry.
Right, that was in the tabernacle Moses built, or the temple of God Solomon built. There was in the holy place, there was a table they call table of showbread.
是，所以这个陈设饼是怎样的呢？是在摩西所建的殿幕和大卫所建的圣殿里面，有一个圣殿里面有个圣洁的地方，有一个
圣所
放的是这个陈设饼。
Right. If you enter into the holy place, on the left hand, you will see seven candlesticks.
所以你进了圣所的话，在左边你看见的是七个金灯台。
And on the right hand side, you will see a table. You put 12 bread on the table. That's called table of showbread.
所以在右边的话，你会看见一个桌子，上面放了十二个饼，代表是十二个支派的，就是叫做橙色饼。
That tells us what's in the real tabernacle in third heaven.
所以告诉我们在真正天上的帐幕的话是怎样的，也是这样的。
Right, and that word showbread is this the purpose of God.
这个橙色饼代表的就是神的旨意。
But they use the same word.
用的是同样的字。
All right. Now, most of us already pass out.
所以大家都头晕了吧？估计也不知道讲什么。
Or you come to the word, very boring.
大家看这个不同的，大家看脸就知道，有点晕。
But I want to emphasize that Paul tried to tell us, whatever God does, He has a eternal purpose behind it.
所以，使徒保罗告诉我们，不论神做什么，他在后面就有一个永久的旨意。
Based on this eternal purpose, He created everything.
是因为神的旨意，永久的旨意，他创造了宇宙。
Based on this eternal purpose, He created you and me.
因为神永久的旨意，他创造了你和我。
Everything hinges on that purpose.
每一个所有的事情都挂在这个旨意上。
All right, that's called purpose.
所以这个
what about will?
就是神的旨意。这个意愿是什么意思呢
？Will simply means.God's preference or God's desire at that time period.
所以这个意愿的意思就是神的想法和神的心意在那段时间的。
For instance, God will abolish King Saul, establish David as the king.
他举个例子，神弃绝了这个扫罗王，然后立大卫作王，这个是代表神的
他的 will
意愿美意啊
，right？Because all these kings they exist for that specific time frame，
所以所有的王都是针对这一段时间所建立的这个王。
So at that juncture or for that period of time, God has a will。
所以。针对这一段特定的时间，神有这个意愿，这个美意。
So different period for different will, God will do different things.
对于不同的时间段，神有不同的意愿，所以神就做不同的事情。
But so far as eternal purpose is concerned, it will never change.
但是对于神永久的旨意来说，这个永久的旨意是不会变化的。
Got it?
大家有没有明白
That's very, very important to differentiate them.
这个是很重要的事情，大家要分辨意愿和旨意。
When Jesus teaches his disciples to pray,
当耶稣教他的门徒怎样祷告的时候
Thy kingdom come,
愿你的国降临
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上一样。
So in that prayer, Jesus taught us to pray.Your kingdom and your will.
在那个主导文中，主耶稣基督教我们祷告，就是你的国，你的意愿。
So for every Christian or children of God, you should or you have a duty to understand first what is God's eternal purpose.
所以，作为神的子民，作为一个基督徒，你有这个责任，明白神的旨意是什么。
Because everyone lives on earth is for that purpose to exist.
所以，每个人活在地上的人都是为那个神的旨意而存在的。
Amen.
Amen 吗
？And secondly, you should also pray. You know the will of God at this time when you are on earth.
所以第二个你祷告的时候就是这段时间当你活在这个地上的时候你应该明白神的心意
Right, that's called the will of God
这个神的心意
Alright, now What's the role in Paul's letter He just tried to tell us Jesus' role in his vision.
所以在保罗的这个意象中，在他的说认为的他怎样看见我们耶稣的旨意是什么？
Let's read the same chapter, chapter 1, Ephesians, from verse 20 to 23.
我们现在要读的是就以弗所书一章的二十到二十三节。
This is called the eternal purpose of God.
这个是神永久的旨意，这就是叫做。
All right, did you find it?
有没有看见第一章到二十节？以弗所
chapter 1, verse 20. You don't have it?All right. If you have Bible, you can open. Otherwise, you listen.
好，大家看一看在哪里。嗯。
Uh-huh.
一章二十节。
Which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named not only in the age but also in the one to come.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、处置的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and have gave him as head over all things to the church.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
In these four verses, it's a big words.
啊，这个四个章四节圣经真的是一个很大的这个。
We can spend the whole week talk about it.
如果是要明白这四节所讲的话，
我们
要花一周的时间慢慢。
I can only summarize all these four verses into one.Statement.
我把这四节总结成一个意思。
When Jesus resurrected and ascended to Father,
当耶稣基督复活以后，他升到天上，到父神右边。
These four verses describe what God the Father gave to His Son.
这四节所描述的就是父神给他的儿子耶稣。
He received the highest authority in the universe.
所以他给他的耶稣就是让耶稣接受了世界上最高的权柄。
Let me test you.
我们问一下。
Didn't he have that before he came to earth?
他以前有没有这个最大的权柄，在耶稣还没有到地上来之前有没有？
And you say, yeah, yeah.
你说的是吧？你说对啊。
If before Jesus came down to earth, he already had this power, authority, why now God gave him this again?
如果大家明白，在耶稣到地上来之前，他已经有这样的权柄的话，为什么神父神再给他一次这样的权柄呢？
Is that a legitimate question?
大家觉得这个问题是不是有道理？
If he already had this authority.Before he came to the earth, why now Jesus ascended to heaven? God gave him this authority far above everything again. Why he did that?
为什么耶稣到地上之前已经有这样的权柄的话，为什么这次从死里复活上升到天上之后，神又把这样的权柄再一次的交给他呢？
What's the answer?
是什么答案呢？
What?Yes, the key is Son of Man.
So this 就是最大的问题，关键就是人子。
This time, when he died and resurrected to the throne, he is a Son of Man.And receive the authority.
这一次耶稣到地上来上了十字架，然后死后复活又升到天上，他的身份就是人子的身份，所以他接受了这样的权柄。
He represent human being sit on the throne.
它代表的就是人坐在了这个宝座上。
Got it?
有没有大家明白？
God try to tell us, human being, why I create you and me? Why did I do that?
神在那里告诉我们，人啊，我为什么创造了你们？
For this purpose.
就是为了这个目的。
You are supposed to rule with God as king of the universe.
你有这样的地位和身份和地位，就是和神同掌王权，在管理这个宇宙。
That was God's mind about Son of Man.
所以这个是神对人子的目的。
Who was the first human being supposed to be like that?
第一个人是谁呢？他是应该是做这样的。
But he lost it. Why? He goes on his own way.
大家就看这个亚当是第一个人，他应该有这样的地位，但是他为什么失去了这样的地位？因为他走自己的路。
He was deceived by Satan.
他被魔鬼所诱惑。
欺骗
。
Yes. And he didn't obey the word of the Father.
他没有听父神的话。
That's how we lost the whole thing.
所以他失去了所有。
So now you see Jesus ascend to the heaven as a son of man. That proved to the whole universe, man, although you were lost, but now I will bring you back to the original purpose of God.
所以人子耶稣基督复活到父神那边，让我们知道神让这个人再次有了这个希望，能够得回这样的地位，因为你耶稣基督的复活。
So that's why in this whole book of Ephesus try to tell us this is what God wants.
这个以弗所书就是整本书就告诉我们神要的是什么。
The first human being arrive at this purpose is Jesus.
所以神第一个人得到这个神的这个荣耀的就是耶稣。
Now from Jesus, he will usher in more Son of Man.
因为耶稣基督作为这位第一位人子，然后他就会带入更多的人神的人子，就是我们。
Yeah. More sons.
越来越多的神。
Like Jesus.
像耶稣一样。
Who are they?
这是谁呢？
Who are these Son of Man?
这是人子，
like Jesus.
像耶稣一样的人子是谁呢？
Who are they? Say,
我们这些
us, me and you.
就是我和你。
Got it?
有没有明白？
Oh, is that right?
是不是这是对吗？是这样吗？
That is the purpose of God.
这个就是神的旨意。
All right, that's the whole story of the Bible.
这个是整个圣经的故事，就是讲这个。
If you are sleepy, please wake up, listen carefully.
如果你要睡的话，请醒过来，仔细的听。
This is the best news you heard this year.
今天，这是你今年所听到的最好的消息。
You know, so you should be very excited.
如果你听到这样的消息的话，你应该是非常的激动。
Who am I?
我是谁呢？
Sinner against God, we don't want God.
我是怎样人？是一个罪人呢？我不要神，我是反对神的。
But God said, "I love you."
但神说我爱你。
You have a glorious purpose.
你有个神圣的目的。
Yes, you better achieve that.
你这个神圣的目的是你最好完成神的这个心意。
You have to cooperate with God.
你一定要和神同工。
Follow Jesus.
跟随主耶稣基督。
Whatever he went through, that's the way to glory.
耶稣基督所经过的路就是通向荣耀的路。
Right. And you and I, Jesus has a call. What's Jesus' call? Come. Follow me.
所以你和我都受到了耶稣基督的呼召，什么样的呼召呢？来跟从我。跟随我。
Yeah. And how?
怎样呢？
Through the cross.
是。
Pick up your own cross and follow me.
然后担起你自己的十字架。
That's the way God will accomplish His eternal purpose in you and in me.
只有这条路神才能完达成在你和我身上的心意，就是跟随耶稣。
Alright,
好，
That's point number three from the book of Ephesians.
这个是以弗所书所讲的我的第三点。
Lastly, my fourth finish point.
最后一点。
Let's go back to the original chapter, Revelation chapter six.
我们再次打开启示录第六章。
Yes. We want to go to this Revelation. I want you to see the vision in heaven. What Apostle John saw.
我要大家来看的话，是看这个。使徒约翰所看见的天上的异象。
I want to show you in chapter describe. All right, let's chapter. I'm sorry, not this is chapter six, right? Let's go to chapter four.
好，我们再看第四章启示录。
啊、，Yeah.Chapter 4, verse 2 says, I saw a throne, right, in heaven, one sitting on the throne.
第二节我看见宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
Okay, and then you jump to verse 7 and 8.
我们看第七、第八节。
I want you to pay attention.What is described in this glorious throne?
我们看一下这个在这个宝座这个意象的话是描述的是什么。
Start from verse 6.
好，第六节。
I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
我们是第
六节。
第五章还是第四章？
第五章
读的是第五章。
Chapter 5.
好。长老说。是吗？第五章，
第五章第六节，
第六节哈。我又看见宝座于四活物并长老之中，有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七眼，七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
Verse seven, he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手。你拿了书卷。
Let's read verse 8 together.
我们第八节一起读，第五章第八节。
When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, and each one holding a harp and golden bowl full of incense, where are the prayers of the saints? All right. In this verse, verse 8, gave us a very important new element.Around the throne.
所以第八节给了我们这个在宝座周围一个第个另一个最要紧的就是一个元素。
First, John saw the throne.
第一，大家看见约翰看见了这个宝座。
And the one sit on the throne was the God the Father, right?
坐在宝座上是父神天父。
And then around the throne, there are 24 elders.
在这个宝座周围有24个长老。
And then he also saw four living creatures.
他又看见
四活物。
四活物啊
，right?
Sorry.
And then he saw Jesus appear on the throne.
然后他看见耶稣在宝座前出现。
Now a new element.
然后现在有一个另外一个没出现。
What is a new element? Huh?
看看这另外一个东西是什么呢
？Incense，
然后就是香。
What is incense？
香是什么？
The prayer of saints。
这个是众圣徒的。
So let me test you。
祷告，祈祷。
while Jesus ascended, before he went up to heaven, when he was on earth on Mount Olive, what did Jesus tell the disciples at that time on Mount Olive?
所以当耶稣还没有升上天之前，他还在地上的时候，他和众圣徒在一起，他的门徒们在一起的时候，他告诉门徒什么呢？
Don't leave Jerusalem.
就不要离开耶路撒冷。
Wait. Wait for what?
等，在这里等，等什么呢？
The promised Holy Spirit will come upon you, right?
这个圣灵会
Then you will receive power.
你们就有那得到大的能力。
My witness from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria to the world, the end of the world.
你们从耶路撒冷到犹大地，在世界的地极做我的见证。
So that was the command of Jesus at that time before his ascension.
所以那个时候是在耶稣升天之前对门徒的命令。
So there was a waiting time.
所以那个时候门徒们就等待了一段时间。
How long they wait?
多久呢？
How long they wait?
等了多久？
And what did they do during that waiting period?
他们在那个等待的时间做什么呢？
Jesus didn't tell them how long they have to wait. Jesus only said, wait until the Holy Spirit come upon you.
耶稣并没有告诉他们要等多久，只是告诉他们你们要等待，等待圣灵的降临。
Hey, don't go, just stay in hotel until something happens. Then you are pretty anxious to know how long I have to stay in the hotel, right?
就像我告诉你，你要在这个旅馆里等，有等的某件事情发生，你会很着急的问我要等多久呢
？Right, everybody has that curiosity. You every day you have to pay rent.
对啊，所以你每天都得付钱住在里面，你要问，你当然想要知道要等多久。
So I think disciples didn't ask that question. They just obey the command of the king, right?
所以这个门徒们并没有问这个问题，他只是听从了命令，听这个
Jesus ascended to the heaven after 40 days. Jesus resurrected.
所以耶稣升天是四十天以后，他在地上待了四十天以后才升天。
Right? And when did the Holy Spirit came down?
但圣灵什么时候降临的呢？
On the day of Pentecost.
是第五十天，是五旬节的时候。
Yeah. So 50 days after the first resurrection. So 50 minus 40 equals to 10.
所以大家看一看
Your math is pretty good.
Yeah, 很容易算的，就是耶稣在地上四十天，但是五旬节之后才圣灵降临，减一减，五十减四十就是十天，他们等了十天。
What did they do for 10 days?
十天他们做什么呢？
They conduct a 10 days prayer meeting.
对，他们做了十天的祷告会。
They didn't fooling around doing nothing. They really pray for 10 days.
他们不是什么也没有做，他们真的是十天都在祷告。
Now this prayer, God, Bible said, is the incense of the golden altar. Incense of golden altar. Ascend all the way to the throne.
所以他们就是说，这个是十天的祷告，就是香，就是这个熏香。
I want you to see the picture.
天上，
Prayer is not a speaking to air, doing nothing, talk to yourself. That's not prayer.
这个祷告并不是说你就是自己对自己说话，什么也不做。
Prayer is something you pray to the Heavenly Father.
这个祷告是你向神说话。
That prayer will be like incense, the smoke going up, 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 up.
这个祷告就像那个香一样，这个一直升上去，升到宝座前。
Today, my ending point, want to leave this picture to every one of you. You should know the importance of prayer.
所以大家要知道这个祷告是很要紧的。
God has eternal purpose. That's true.
神有神永久的旨意，那个是对的。
God has will, also true, right?
神有神的意愿，神的美意也是对的。
Who is the executioner to execute the purpose of God, the will of God. Who is the executioner?
谁是那里行神的旨意的？
Jesus.
啊，耶稣是行神旨意的。
Did he do alone by himself?
是不是他自己一个人做了呢？
Did he need any help?
他要不要帮忙呢？
Yes. Who is the help? Church.
他说这个耶稣需要谁帮忙呢？是教会，就是我们。
You and I have a responsibility. You and I have to offer the incense to the heavenly throne.
所以你和我有一个责任，就是我们要把祷告献上，当作香。
Prayer is not an option. Prayer is a must.
所以这个祷告并不是一个可有可无的，是一个必须的事。
You have to hold this very tight. Prayer of church is not an option. It's a calling. It's a duty. It's a responsibility.
教会对教会来说，这个祷告对教会来说不是一个可选可有可无的，是必须的，这是你的责任。
Right. The reason Jesus leave us on earth.On one hand, we are preaching the gospel for be a testimony of Jesus, true.
是第一，为什么我们明白神把我们留在地上的旨意？一方面是为了传福音，是我们的责任。
But church has also another responsibility, is you have to echo the will and the purpose of God, bring that will and purpose from heaven to earth.
所以。教会有另外一个责任，就是你要明白，你要回应神的旨意，要把这个神的旨意带到教会里来。
Got it?
大家明白吗？
Oh gosh. Got it? Yes. So that's what I want to leave it to everyone today. That prayer is a calling, a duty, a responsibility of a church.
所以祷告是一个呼召，是一个责任，是教会的责任。
呼召。Because we are his priest.
因为我们是他，是他的祭司。
If you go to the Bible verse, just talk about the incense, right?
大家看见圣经上，我们看见这个香。
But what's the responsibility to burn incense? What's the position?
这个。香是怎样一个
We read verse 9 and 10, then you have to give me the answer.
所以我们刚才读的这个是要九节十节，大家要想一想这个答案是什么。
They sang a new song saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break the seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood, men from every tribe, tongue,And people and nation.
他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。”
Okay, in this verse, Jesus tried to tell us, "I pay a huge price for you, from every nation, every tongue, you are purchased by me."
所以这里耶稣圣经所说的就是耶稣付了一个极大的代价，因为他的用他的宝血从各族各方把你买。
And then give you three important positions.
然后给了你三个重要的你这地位。
Verse 10, let's read it.
第十节。
You have made them to be a kingdom of priests to our God. And they will reign upon this earth.
所以又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Which three?
哪三个呢？
Citizens of kingdom, right?
是国民。
Number two, priests of God. Number three, king of God.
这是神。
Hey, 执掌王权。If you want to print the name card.Put those three titles on top.
如果你要印上名片的话，上面印着三个头衔，就印在这个。
Got it. Citizens of the kingdom.
这是神国的名。
Priest of the Father, Heavenly Father.
神的祭司，天父的祭司。
Lastly, King. You are King. On earth.
所以是地上的王，你就是地上的王。
Hey, don't be sloppy.
不要睡觉。
You are a loyal family.
你是这个圣洁的
You are royal family.
你是皇族的人。
You supposed to rule with Christ.
你要与神同掌王权。
Amen.
Amen.
Don't be a sloppy priest. Don't be a sloppy king.
不要在这里。
Shape up.
是只好好醒过来。
That's the honor he, God gave to us.
这个是。
We have a duty to do. Don't hide yourself in the cocoon, doing your own things. Look at the computer, play games.
不要躲起来。
You didn't do your job.
不要只是躲起来，自己关起来，自己做然后就玩电脑装 game. 你要有一个事情要做。
Yo, so come to the meeting.Come to the prayer meeting. Because
所以大家要来这里祷告会，因为你有这个责任。
Serve him, serve the glorious King.
在这里服侍我们。
Rule and reign with Christ.
和神同掌王权。
That's the message in Book of Revelation.
这个就是启示录给我们的信息。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, forgive us because we make you too small.
主啊，原谅我们，因为我们把你看得太小了。
Because we are so small and so blind.
因为我们是又瞎又小的。
But we thank you.
但是我们感谢你。
You came to this world to seek for us.
但是我们感谢你到这个世界上来寻找我们。
You pay a high price.
你付了一个很高的代价。
You bought us from the world.
你把我们从世界中救出来。
Now we are separated by the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为我们现在被主耶稣基督的宝血和世界分离了。
Now we belong to you.
现在我们和你在一起。
You gave us a royal priesthood, a kingdom, and a kingship.
你给了我们一个尊贵的头衔，让我们做君尊的祭司，做世界的王。
Lord, train us to be on the job.
主啊，在这个工作上，你训练我们。
Let us be a faithful servant to you.
让我们成为你君让你一个做你忠心的仆人。
May your eternal purpose and your will be done through us.
愿你永久的旨意，你的意愿通过我们能够再行出来。
Make us willing to follow you all the way.
让我们能够遵循你的旨意，一直遵循下去。
Glory, all glory belongs to you.
所有的荣耀都归于你。
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。Amen. Amen.